The unemployment rate among Indiana's veterans is about the same as the state's overall average of 5.4%, but when you break it down and look specifically at veterans who enlisted after 9/11, that number jumps to about 1 in 10, twice the state's total unemployment rate. In the final part of our three-part series on Hoosiers re-entering the workforce, WFIU's Gretchen Frazee explains what programs are helping soldiers get back into the civilian life and what stands in their way.
These days, Eric Klasnick spends most of his time at home, taking care of his five-month-old son, Jacob.
Oh, what is that?
This life as a stay-at-home dad is starkly different from the one he's used to.
I finished the Army in 1st of October.
As a logistics manager for the Army, Klasnick completed two military tours in Iraq and Afghanistan and coordinated training and operations on three continents. After 11 years, Klasnick and his wife Cheryl decided it was time to return to civilian life and start a family.
People are like, oh yeah, I get job offers. Yeah, you may have to work on the weekends. Well, that's not gonna work. I did that in my 11 years of service. And I want to make it that we're here together as a family, especially on the weekends.
Like many veterans, Klasnick attends job fairs, like the one hosted on a recent weekday by the Hoosier Veterans Assistance Foundation. Here, recruiters like UPS Human Resources Supervisor Sheila Brown come to connect with veterans looking for work.
Our founder actually built the UPS model on military principle. We are a time-sensitive organization. We have a right-now need. Not a lot of time to, you know, parcel out all the time why we're doing it. We need to get it done. And that usually translates very well for our veterans.
These events are good for young veterans or those with little formal work experience, like job seeker Ricky Wilkinson.
I've been out of work now about 12 years, but over the last year, with my homelessness and housing issues and alcohol abuse issues, which landed me homeless, I've been looking for work.
Wilkinson is a Vietnam-era vet and says there's a lot more support for veterans coming home now than there was when he returned in 1972.
Over the years, things have more celebrated, you know, the guys that are returning home now.
But for veterans who have years of experience managing dozens of people, being forced to take an entry-level job and a pay cut can seem like a demotion. That's why Hoosier Veterans Assistance Foundation spokeswoman Deborah Devines says her organization focuses on helping vets translate their military skills to the business world.
Their skills are life skills, and they translate well, especially with dependability and structure and follow through. I think oftentimes veterans may feel that they don't know how to translate their experience onto a piece of paper. It may feel overwhelming or daunting.
Back at his home, Klasnick says tweaking his resume and learning how to pitch his experience to employers has been helpful. But no matter how much he dresses up his CV when he gets called in for interviews, even with companies that say they're veteran-friendly, there's still the elephant in the room.
I think sometimes in the back of people's minds, and they're going to think PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder has become a major topic of conversation in recent years. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs estimates between 11 and 20% of veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan have some form of PTSD.
You know, I served two combat tours. There's guys and girls out there that have served multiple. You know, and they got to think, is this guy or girl going to just snap on me one day?
These hurdles mean it could still be several months before Klasnick finds a job that will support his family. Right now, they're living off his wife's salary as a speech pathologist. But if there's one thing he's learned from the military, it's determination. For WFIU News, I'm Gretchen Frazee.